This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today. We've got an exciting second hour coming up for you. We'll be interviewing Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit, who has also been targeted with extreme censorship. And in this short segment here, I want to bring your attention to the fact that everyone who is associated with InfoWars is being attacked and bullied and censored. And Paul Joseph Watson, of course, is one of those people now being bullied and attacked by CNN, which has become the fake news bully network, really. Maybe it should be BNN for Bully News Network. But Paul has a really good segment here. I want to give you a listen to a couple of minutes of it. So go ahead and roll that segment. We'll come back in.
Yours truly has come under attack from CNN. They say, wait for it. They say I'm not mainstream. I appeared on Breitbart Radio, and CNN's senior media reporter responded with this.
I'm old enough to remember when Breitbart was trying to go mainstream. Guess they gave up.
What exactly is mainstream these days? I mean, I know I come out with some edgy opinions from time to time, but I could never compete with CNN as saying something offensive. Then, there's heaping praise on somebody who represents a brutal dictatorship that incarcerates, tortures, and executes hundreds of thousands of political dissidents. That's pretty edgy. Is that what constitutes being mainstream now? Genuflecting in front of a despotic regime that starves its own population to death? So, mainstream. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but last time I checked, I don't think InfoWars or Breitbart were fawning over a country that has no independent media, functioning civil society, or religious freedom. That's CNN's job. So mainstream. Maybe I'd be more mainstream if I encouraged cuckoldry. Apparently that's mainstream now too. But you know, when your primetime shows get less viewers than decades-old reruns of Yogi Bear cartoons, I guess you gotta spice it up a bit.
Marlowe went on to heap praise on one of the world's leading conspiracy theorists, describing him as a smart guy and someone who is wildly popular.
Second half of that, I'm not gonna argue with, but calling me one of the world's leading conspiracy theorists. Don't know if you've noticed, but in virtually every video I've made about big events for the past 3 years, I've debunked conspiracy theories here, 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 here. Did I believe in some pretty out there conspiracy theories?
Just bring it back in 10 seconds.
Yeah, then I grew up. But see, there's quite a big difference between my conspiracy theories and those pushed by CNN. I didn't help promote the conspiracy theory that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. A conspiracy theory that led to hundreds of
thousands. That's Paul Joseph Watson there. Had to cut it off there because of the time limitations. If you see me looking up that way, I'm just looking at the show clock. I don't have it all memorized here because I don't do this every day. But Paul Joseph Watson makes excellent points there. I really recommend that you watch that video at InfoWars.com. And the thing is, they can't stand someone like Paul Joseph Watson, or they can't stand someone like me or Jim Hoft, who we're going to talk to in just a few minutes here. Because, I mean, right there, you know, Paul Joseph Watson, he's being a little satirical. He's funny. We all do a little bit of humor on the side, but when it comes down to it, we are the ones who have the logic, the reason, the historical facts that can counter the delusional nonsense of the left. The left wants you to believe in things that absolutely are not true. They want to make sure that things that are true, you think they're conspiracy theories, and then they want you to believe falsehoods as if they were facts. That's the twisting that they do, and so they cannot have dissenting voices, like Paul Joseph Watson, who is, frankly, he's a YouTube superstar, right? I mean, he's got really millions of followers across all social media plus video platforms. He's a superstar for pointing out the hypocrisy and the contradictions of the left. And that's why InfoWars is popular. Do you realize that InfoWars, if it were not suppressed, it would be by far the largest media organization in America? No joke. And it's probably right up there, you know, in the top few right now, even with all the censorship that's going on. But we're going to come back with Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit. A fascinating interview coming right up. This is Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of NaturalNews.com, filling in today. Thank you for joining us. Just to tell you how popular InfoWars is, my phone has been blowing up with texts from everybody who knows me, who's like, oh, you're hosting the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, thanks for watching, you know. But it just goes to show you how effective and how popular InfoWars has become. Now, coming up, we're going to be joined by Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit. Jim has also been targeted by extreme censorship, and he's documented many of the cases of censorship of conservative websites, and he's got a lot to offer. We're going to be talking to him shortly, but first, some headlines. NRA membership is surging now in the wake of the gun control agenda push following the Parkland shooting. So once again, it's backfiring. People are now recognizing that their guns are... there's an attempt to confiscate your guns. And that's another thing that the left-wing media says, oh, that's not true. It's not real. We're not coming for your guns. Just like they're saying, oh, we're not censoring Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson or the Health Ranger. No, it's not even happening. Don't pay attention to that. Yes, they're coming for your guns. That's their ultimate goal. They want to take the guns away from citizens because, you know, an individual with a firearm is a citizen, not a slave. And they know that, too. They want you to be a slave. North Korea says it's willing to discuss nuclear disarmament now. Yeah, really? I think that's fake. I think that's just posturing and positioning. And I posted this story last night. Trans men, transgender men, are now on track to eliminate all women from sports because all the women's sports are now being, you know, invaded by trans men who are, of course, physically, you know, they're either on male hormones, like testosterone, or they grew up as biological men, and then they changed, you know, to women. They say they're women, and now they're beating women on the mats and winning high school championships. It's absolutely insane. You're supposed to stand up and cheer. Oh, all you wonderful trans wrestlers beating women to a pulp on the mat. Wow, you are social justice warriors. Wow, why can't you fight real men? You know, it's insane. But enough of that. If I keep talking about that, I'm going to lose it. Joining us now is Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit. Jim, I want to welcome you to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Mike. Congratulations on filling in.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. But I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of your work. I've been following your website very closely. You're very quick to get news out that is breakthrough news. How do you do it, man? Do you work like 16 hours a day?
I have a pretty good staff, and we're pretty limited, but and I also have some wonderful readers who send me tips, so that helps. But we do what we can, you know?
Now, you put out an article over the last couple of days that documents some of the big conservative sites and personalities who are being systematically targeted for censorship by the, you know, the tech giants. Can you go over what you found a little bit?
I'd be happy to. Of course, I have Natural News on that list now.
I see that.
Which is tragic what happened to you guys. It's criminal, this activity that's going on. We know it is. In my case and in several people in my situation, we actually advertised with Facebook, sent them tens of thousands of dollars to build our Gateway Pundit webpage on Facebook. and to build our fans. And now this past weekend, you know, since the election, Mike, Gateway Pundit was very successful during the election. Donald Trump win, as InfoWars did, as we saw Breitbart got huge during the election. And
what happened, Mike?
What
you named as like the fourth most influential site, conservative site?
Right. And this was a study. Thank you, Mike. That was actually a study done by Harvard. Another one done by Columbia Journalism Review, a very respected journalism school. They came up with these numbers and found that Gateway Pundit was the fourth most influential news source on the right during the election. And what this study told us, too, was that conservatives, as you know, as the InfoWars audience knows, conservatives, they left the media at the last election. They refused to be abused after decades of this, you know, awful reporting and berating by the liberal media. And they went to social media. They went to sites like yours. They went to sites like mine. They went to InfoWars to get the real news. And so what happened after this election was actually George Soros funded one of those studies I just mentioned.
Why?
And they discovered that these social media sites, these websites, were the ones leading the charge and helping Trump get elected. Of course, it wasn't the national media, and it wasn't the conservative, traditional conservative media, because a lot of them were never Trumpers.
But it seems like now, Jim, I'm sorry to interrupt. We just lost your video. I guess it's back. But,
yeah,
you know, the question here is, aren't these tech giants admitting that they are tyrants in now this overt censorship? It used to be shadow banning. It used to be covert, like a secret black box algorithm. Now it's right out in the open. They're just banning, terminating entire channels. Aren't they admitting now that they are tyrants and that they support tyranny?
Absolutely. And it's their goal. It's their goal is to silence all of us, and because they know this is how people are getting their information. Conservatives wholeheartedly rejected the national media. Now they go to sites like ours. Our Facebook traffic has been declining ever since these studies came out. And our organic traffic continues to go up, but our Facebook traffic continues to decline, which is kind of a weird concept. And it's only explained because they're targeting us. And then this weekend, with the latest algorithmic change, we saw that we were getting about as much traffic as a cakewalk at a country church bazaar. They shut us down to about, so we're talking about 15 hits coming from our 640,000 Facebook fans.
Here's what study, I'm sorry to interrupt, there's a little bit of a delay, but if you weren't being effective, they wouldn't be targeting you for banning. I mean, think about this. The fact that your voice is so influential and so powerful, so many people go to thegatewaypundit.com and find useful information there, just like InfoWars. InfoWars is influential. It wakes people up. It's not like hypnotizing people. It's dehypnotizing people from the lies of the mainstream media. Jim, you are a dehypnotist as well. Welcome to the Dehypnosis Club.
Great. Glad to join it. And Mike, I got to tell you, since I started talking about this at Gateway Pundit and putting up articles and really, you know, I'm freaked out about this. I don't think, I don't know if your audience, if the Americans really understand how serious this is. If they shut us down, that's it. It's game over. This is where the fascists win. This is where the communists take over. And that sounds very like conspiracy-like, and I don't tend to be that way. But I really believe that's what we're heading to if they succeed with this. And what's interesting, too, is since I started putting up these stories, I'm getting emails from all of these large conservative pro-Trump websites and Facebook pages saying the same thing's happening to us. I had a discussion with one of these Facebook pages this morning. I'm not going to mention who. They were getting 32 million readers a week during the election. Now it's down to about 1 or 2 million a week.
So this
is what's happening. They're just shutting us down.
Here's something else that I'm hearing, and I want to ask you if you're hearing the same thing. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I want to hold you for the next segment as well. But many of these independent, smaller media websites or conservative sites, I think for a long time, a lot of them thought that Alex Jones was kind of out there when he was warning about the coming tyranny and the coming censorship. Well, now it's here. I mean, I'm hearing from people things like, oh, my God, Alex Jones was right. You know, oh, my God, all of a sudden it's here. You know, he used to sound fringe. Now it's actually happening. Are you hearing anything like that?
Absolutely. And, you know, Alex did warn us all, and he was absolutely correct. The sad thing is, Mike, is that where the hell is the Republican politicians?
Right.
I went to Congress and I spoke to some of these people saying, you need to address this because they're going to lose all of their all of the major media players that support Republican news.
well, where is Jeff Sessions, too? You know, it's like,
yeah, right.
What is he doing in the interest of the United States? Jim, we've got about a minute left in this segment. I'd like to hold you over to the next segment. You're doing amazing work. Your website, The Gateway Pundit, is putting out information that every American needs to see. And I believe that if you weren't being suppressed and if we weren't being suppressed, we would be the dominant media in America. And that's exactly why they're suppressing us.
Absolutely. And I get a joke out of this show on Sunday morning, Fox News, where they call it Media Buzz. And it's about all the traditional media, but it doesn't include anybody online. And that's where all the eyeballs are for conservatives these days.
Exactly. Sorry to cut you off there. We're going to break, folks. The interview here is with Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. We'll be back with more right after this break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. I have been the subject of extreme censorship, just like Alex and Paul Joseph Watson and many conservative channels, just like Jim Hoff, our guest for this segment. He's with thegatewaypundit.com, and he has been documenting the systematic censorship of conservative websites, many that he has listed on his website, and many that he hasn't been able to name because those publishers are too freaked out, too afraid, let's say, to even allow their names to be mentioned. And during the break, Jim was telling me that he is freaked out about what this means for America. If they're silencing half the country, half the conversation, what does this mean for the future sustainability of a democracy or a republic? So, Jim, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you joining us today. And that's the question. That's the opening question for you. What does this mean for our democracy? Well, our republic, I like to say, if they silence half the voices.
I think it's pretty evident what's going to happen. And I think that the Republican lawmakers better wake up, because if when we're gone, when InfoWars is gone, when Natural News is gone, when all of these places are gone, who's going to be there to carry the message, you know? Who's going to be there to correct the record when the media puts up this complete bias that they throw up every day and hurl at the American people? There won't be any. And so it's unfortunate that we don't have an enlightened political party that would represent us, but that isn't the fact today. They're just, I don't understand what they put their attention on. I don't understand what they do with their time. I don't understand what their staff is doing all day. If they don't see what's happening with the people who are supporting them, and that we're being picked off one at a time by these social media giants to silence us and squash our voice forever.
Well, what would you say, though, some of the people who are defending this censorship, if you can believe that, it's, you know, tyrannical leftists, that pretty much all leftists at this point are sort of totalitarians at heart. It's just starting to come out now and be expressed. But they say that, oh, these are private corporations. They can censor anyone they want. What's your response to an accusation like that?
Yeah, I love that one line that James Woods, the actor, used to, he tweeted this out a few times. It was, scratch a liberal, find a Marxist. And, of course, that's what we have today in America. This party on the left stands for nothing except complete control over the population and these failed socialist policies. And, of course, their, social agitation that goes on constantly. I just think what's happening is just, it's going to destroy this country. And, another example I wanted to throw in here was today, just before I came in on the air with you, we get this email from Facebook. Now, they shut down our traffic, so this is really just rubbing salt in our wounds. But what they said was that this article we put up like 2 weeks ago that went viral, they're saying this was fake news, and we're going to take this, you know, we're not going to let people read this, and we're going to redirect them. This is what they're doing. They're redirecting people from Gateway Pundit and say, go read this article instead by the AP, which is unbelievable. Wow. So they're taking our story. They're saying it's false. And by the way, this was a private letter we got from one of the fathers from Parkland, right? They have no evidence that this is fake news. In fact, we protected this father. We looked into his family. What he said was absolutely correct, and they're telling their audience that the AP says this is not legitimate news and that they should go read the AP article instead.
They're literally hijacking your traffic and pushing it over to fake news, Associated Press in this case, but I guess they could choose somewhere else they want to push it to, like CNN.
Absolutely.
It's so out of control. You know, you also mentioned during the break that there's an upcoming march, you know, the anti-gun, the gun control march, and you said something that really got my attention, that they are recruiting and indoctrinating school children now as young as 9 years old to go out and join this march. Is that correct?
Right. They're organizing the social justice warriors of tomorrow. I got a letter from a parent out in New Jersey with this school district. They're sending home letters to the parents saying, sign here if you will allow your little darling, your little nine-year-old, to go march in this this anti-gun rally next week, which is on the 14th, and we know all the leftist radical organizations that are behind this this march. And they're asking parents to allow their nine-year-olds to participate in this social justice warrior event that's happening across the country next week. It's unbelievable.
The indoctrination, I mean, that honestly reminds me of like Hitler Youth indoctrination. It's fascist. It's out of control. And, you know, I got a bigger just hint of a warning there. And I'm saying this, not you. I don't want this to come back on you. But, you know, if someone wanted to pull off a false flag shooting to really try to take away the guns, if they had children at the march and then they actually carried out a shooting of those children, and they always use children, you know, to invoke emotion and get a reaction. It's like they're setting up a perfect storm for a false flag event. I mean, I hope it never happens. I'm not predicting it as it's going to happen. I'm just saying if they wanted to, it's like a perfect situation for them to murder those children to take our guns. It's sick. I know it's like, do they even do this? Yeah, they're sick at this point. They will do anything to take our liberty.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, we saw the reaction in Parkland where they ignored this guy on social media, even though he was using his own name. They lied about it then, saying that they tried to look him up, which they didn't because his name was right there. He was also, he used his real name on Instagram too, as we reported at Gateway Pundit. So there was no investigation of this guy when he's throwing these threats out there, no investigation of the 40 calls to his house. They didn't link anything. The school did tell this kid not to bring a backpack to school. That's how scared they were of this nutcase. And then they tell the cops to wait outside, you know, the deputies to wait outside as children are getting shot inside. What the hell was that? And now they want to take our guns because of these missteps by the deep state and the local police community. It's outrageous.
It's unreal. I got to say, Jim, first of all, thank you for joining us here today. I want to encourage everyone, you know, check your website, thegatewaypundit.com. You do great work. I've really been tracking your website over the last 6 months. It's the first thing I check every morning because you're breaking news early and often all throughout the day. And between Matt Drudge and your site and InfoWars and, you know, all the other independent media sites, it's a whirlwind of information. Is there anything else you want to leave us with as we close out this segment here?
I think it's tragic what I'm witnessing today in America. I see how you're getting attacked. I see how Alex Jones getting attacked. Paul Joseph Watson, who is phenomenal, how he's getting attacked. And I just think it's tragic that this is going on in the West. And it's time for the people to stand up before there won't be anybody left to carry our message.
And the attacks only make us stronger, don't they, Jim? I mean, we're getting stronger.
Let's hope so.
I mean, we are galvanized to action to protect the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, this republic, our liberty. Join us. Stay with us here after this break. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. And thank you, Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit. A pleasure talking with you.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. This is the tip of the spear of Liberty for America. We are all under attack. Our free speech is under serious assault today. I'm going to cover a few headlines here of what's going on just to bring you up to speed on the latest news. And then in the third hour, don't miss it, we're covering how the abortion industry generates. It's almost too gross, but I'm going to try to say this. They use garbage disposals to dump fetuses down the drains that go into the biosludge that are then spread on crops as fertilizer to grow food for your consumption. So you think about the food that's being fed to our school children in the public school system. It's actually grown in literally dead baby fertilizer. So that's it's almost too sick to discuss, but we have to tell the truth about this. So that's coming up in the third hour here. Happening today, it's impossible to segue from something like that. I don't know what to say. It's just sick. Actually, let me just say this right now. The left is evil, pure evil. They are truly demonic in the level of evil that they are now exerting. They are, if you think about it, the people that they're trying to censor and shut down and bully are the people who are protecting life, people who are protecting liberty, protecting free speech, protecting the right of self-defense, which is a divine right, by the way. If you look out across nature, you know, I'm a food scientist and I'm a natural health expert. All across nature, what I see is self-defense mechanisms in every animal, every plant. Did you know, for example, that dandelions have a self-defense mechanism? They actually emit a chemical that defends them against neighboring plants, and so the dandelion can grow without being invaded. I mean, dandelions have self-defense weapons. It's absolutely true. This is botany. This is basic science. And yet the left, the tyrannical, deranged left, is trying to tell us that humans, obviously, hopefully, a higher life form than dandelions, we don't have the right to self-defense. What, we have to call 911 and wait for the same government people to show up and save us who refused to walk into that building in Parkland, Florida? They refused. They stood outside. They stood down while children were being shot up. These people are supposed to save us. We're supposed to give up our self-defense rights, a divine right reflected throughout nature, and trust a failed, incompetent government system to protect us, even knowing that that government is most likely to be weaponized against us, especially under a Democrat regime. I mean, if Hillary Clinton had been president, oh my God. I honestly think if Hillary Clinton had won, Alex Jones would be in jail right this minute. I think that InfoWars would have been raided at gunpoint. I think they would have arrested me or shut me down or seized my domain name, you know, Natural News. All of this would have happened if Hillary had won. So count your blessings right now. Thank God that we the people took a stand and that Hillary Clinton was defeated in that election, which means we have a fighting chance. We have a chance, maybe one of the most epic opportunities in the history of human civilization. Right now, a chance to fight back. The currency of that fight, frankly, is revenue. Definitely support the InfoWars store. The sale is going on. There's free shipping right now across the country, InfoWarsStore.com. This is how you power liberty. This is how InfoWars funds its operation predominantly. You know, I think CNN is out there lying and saying that InfoWars was funded by a few advertisers that they're trying to now stalk and bully into pulling their ads. As Alex explained in the first hour, you know, some advertisers would put a few ads on the YouTube channel for InfoWars and then pull them off so they could say they pulled their ads. And I think one advertiser was like, what, $169 that they spent or something? It's a joke. It's essentially a lie to claim that that funds this operation. What really funds this operation is your support, InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, I have a unique perspective. You know, I'm a business owner. I've got my own operation, my own publishing, my own, you know, superfood manufacturing and all that. I understand how hard it is to do this. I understand. I know the compliance attorney for InfoWars, and he is keeping this operation compliant, label compliance, you know, quality control compliance, all these things. It is an amazing operation, but it needs your support. The other thing is, if you think about the deep state, The factions that are waging war against free speech, they can print money. They can create money from nothing. They've got central banks. They've got money floating around. They've got billions of dollars in offshore accounts. Anytime they want, they can bring, you know, another couple of $1 million in to do whatever they want. Hire a mob, rent a mob, a George Soros stage fake protest. I mean, even the Russians, right? Even the Russians had like an anti-Trump protest in New York City that Michael Moore was part of, you know, unwittingly. He didn't know it was by the Russians. But all these organizations can come up with money just like that. The deep state, the globalists, the people that are trying to take away your freedom, they've got endless money. Well, InfoWars doesn't have, you know, a printing press that they can just print money. There's not a central bank hiding in the back room here. They depend on you. They depend on your support. So InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go over a couple more headlines of things that are happening right now. CNN is reporting that they're sending a reporter to go visit some hookers in Thailand. At least one hooker that claims to have dirt on Trump. Imagine their surprise when they find out she's a ladyboy. So that's going to be an interesting segment. But after stalking elderly women in their front yards, they're going to go visit ladyboy prostitutes in Thailand. That's CNN for you right there, the bully news network. A new study claims bacon is linked to causing cancer. The reason I'm mentioning this is because I know it's actually from the sodium nitrite in processed bacon. Real fresh meat does not cause cancer unless you add the chemicals to it. I wanted to get that out there on the record. Bacon itself does not cause cancer. It's the nitrites that are added to it. Sodium nitrite causes colorectal cancer, causes pancreatic cancer. I've done extensive reporting on this in the past. Also, from one of my websites, science.news, once begun, this is the headline, there would be severe consequences to stopping climate intervention and geoengineering. Do you remember just 2 years ago, if you mentioned geoengineering, you were called a conspiracy theorist? What? No one's changing the climate. No, there's no chemtrails. There's no geoengineering. Now, geoengineering is mainstream science talking about how they're going to save the planet from climate change. Oh, yeah, we need geoengineering. This is their argument now. We need geoengineering. But now they're warning, once we start it, we can't stop it because that might be catastrophic. What? What are they talking about? It's like, oh, we can't stop the chemtrails or that might destroy the planet. Really? These people are insane. The science that's out there is fake science in exactly the same way that most of the news you're getting from the mainstream is fake news. In fact, I'm on my website, science.news. I have a whole column that is science fails. It's like the homepage is like good science and then there's fake science because I wanted to highlight the fake science because in the realm of science, they try to pull the wool over your eyes and say, oh, it's science. You can't argue with it. Just like those Parkland school kids. Like, you can't argue with these kids. Why? Because they were shot at? Then you can't argue with them? I don't know about you, but I've never seen a case where somebody was shot at and their IQ just automatically doubled on complex social issues. I mean, I'm not saying they don't have a right to speak out. They do. But being shot at does not turn you into a genius overnight. Frankly, it doesn't work that way. Bullets don't impart cognitive genius onto their intended targets. They do quite the opposite. And you know, they're just lying with science constantly, so that's why we put that out there. We've got, I don't even know if I should get started with this one. Yeah, we're gonna go to break here soon because the next thing I've got coming up is so mind-blowing, you won't even believe it. It's about, they're saying that aliens could crash the U.S. power grid. Not illegal aliens, but little green men aliens. That's what they're saying. Scientists are saying the power grid could go down because of aliens from another planet. I'm not even making this up. Stay with me here. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in today. We'll be back after this break with that story and much more.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You are back at the tip of the spear here, fighting for your liberty, your right to speak your mind, even your right to think, your right to disagree, your right to ask questions, your right to engage in debate. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today, and as part of the bullying of the left that is attempting to stamp out everyone's speech who disagrees with the delusional rhetoric of the left, Ted Nugent is being censored as well. There are efforts underway to crush his upcoming tour in the name of political correctness. Yes, so they're attacking music and speech and religion in America. I mean, is there anything that the left won't try to destroy on their march toward tyranny? The answer is there's nothing that they won't try to destroy. But Ted Nugent has a video. It's about a 4-minute clip here. He's going to tell you what's going on and why he's under attack as well. Let's listen to that, and then I'll be back.
Right now is a full force attack from truth, logic, and common sense Americans. We're seeing right now the biggest purge online of conservative sites, veteran sites, gun sites, shooting clubs,
Christian sites. I've never seen such a
person. Oh, I've been thrown off forever. But this year, I had this great tour, and all the promoters are coming up. Nugent's coming back out. Book Nugent. I won't mention any names now in hopes that the negotiations can continue and move forward on an honest level. But I have been thrown out by the biggest promoters in the world because I'm on the board of the NRA. And I promise you, if I was recently arrested for heroin distribution, they would have not thrown me off.
Exactly.
But because I'm on the board of the family grassroots organization of the National Rifle Association that stands for self-defense, I've been thrown off tens of millions of dollars in revenue because I believe in self-defense.
Exactly, and that's the sacrifice that, I mean, you go to the Rolling Stone articles attacking you and I this week. They'll get one or two comments. Your site has thousands per story, so does mine, and 50 times the traffic. That's what I'm saying. You're right. They have had a cardiac arrest. They're falling apart, but I don't want to underestimate their counter-offensive.
No, we don't. Doesn't mean that we get complacent by any stretch of the imagination. Right now is a full-force attack from truth, logic, and common-sense Americans to continue to crush the dishonesty and the political correctness. So I'm not compromised or controlled by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still making the greatest music of my life with the greatest band and the greatest crew and the greatest management, the greatest
family.
Well,
you seem to be even more empowered in this fight now that they're trying to hold you down.
I think political correctness has backfired, and even though fake news and the orchestrated lies of the media, starting in the late 60s, quite honestly, some people fell for it. But then when they really tune in and pay attention, they see how dishonest it is. And my backing and my support is at an all-time high right now. Look at all the claims that I'm a child molester, a draft dodger, that I diss the Native Americans. It's all lies.
Oh, I know.
What nasty things, especially my relationship with the Native Americans. I have been invited to almost every Native American tribe to teach their children the Native lifestyle of clean and sober, hands-on conservation, self-sufficiency, hunting, fishing, outdoor conservation. Shared sweat lodges with their spiritual leaders since the 60s. I have been given felonious eagle feather war bonnets by the elders of numerous tribes because I, in my song Great White Buffalo, and in my promotion of conservation, especially bow hunting, they feel a kinship, a blood brotherhood there with me. So meanwhile, the Native Americans and I are spiritual blood brothers, so the Huffington Post claims that I called them unclean vermin. And then some people actually fell for it. So you can see that as I say these things, as nasty and horrific and dishonest as they are, you notice that I'm still smiling because I can plow through the dishonesty and the bull and still connect with people who are in the asset column.
Coming to the InfoWar, Ted Nugent. The music made me do it. Exclusively at InfoWars.com.
As strong as it's ever been.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are the resistance. And thank you for tuning in today. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in today. Because this is a collaborative effort at this point. We are fighting for our survival, and we're fighting for your right to exist. You got to understand that the attacks on free speech are not just to silence people like Alex Jones or myself. Ultimately, the left believes that you, a conservative, liberty-minded individual, or a Christian individual, or a gun-owning individual, they believe that you have no right to exist. I want you to understand that the kind of philosophy that the left has now adopted is frankly, it's the kind of thing that has led throughout history to mass genocide and mass executions. This is like Cultural Revolution, Communist China, the Mao takeover, where young people were told to kill their elders and drag them out of their homes and literally execute them and beat them on the head with bricks and baseball bats until they were dead, and to call the government to come arrest their own parents. And they drag people out who are the intellectual leaders of the day, people who they were targeted for wearing glasses because they thought people who wore glasses were intelligent and could read and could think. And so they terminated them because the communist regime cannot tolerate anyone who can think. And that's why, I mean, who watches CNN and believes anything except truly a dumbed down info consumer who has been mass hypnotized, indoctrinated, chemically contaminated with, you know, crazy food additives, fluoride in the water supply, everything else. Who actually, what thinking person could believe anything that they see on CNN? It's outrageous. So I want to thank Ted Nugent for that segment there. And as I promised before the break, here's a fascinating story that you won't see. Well, I guess it is in the media. It's called, all right, check this out. Bizarre research paper. This is from, by the way, news.com.au. Bizarre research paper explores the possible scenarios of Earth intercepting an alien message. Now, according to this paper, the title of the science paper is Interstellar Communication. Message decontamination is impossible. And the scientists who worked on this are Michael Hipke and John Learned. It's what it looks like. University of Hawaii is one of them. Just to break it down for you, this paper, at least one interpretation of it, claims that alien messages could crash the U.S. power grid. Now, it sounds insane, but here it is. It's in a science paper. It's in the university. When I saw this, I thought immediately, this sounds like a cover story. And I thought, you know, there is a major false flag coming, no doubt in my mind. This is one of the reasons that they're trying to silence InfoWars and silence, you know, my website, Natural News, and all the other voices out there. I think there is a major, major false flag coming. And previously I thought, well, maybe that could be a dirty bomb, you know, like if someone gets some medical imaging equipment, some radioisotopes, wraps it around like a conventional explosive and gets a, you know, drops it out of a Cessna over a city or something, you know, because that's what terrorists do. But now I'm thinking, what if they crashed the whole power grid and blamed it on aliens? Yes, you see, they can't blame it on the Russians because no one would believe that at this point. Although that might have been the previous cover story. Maybe they'll try to blame Alex Jones. Like, Alex Jones crashed the national power grid. No, they can't blame it on climate change because no one believes that story anymore, even though the mainstream science tries to blame everything on climate change. Like, the loss of libido in women 25 to 30 caused by climate change. You know, you see these articles everywhere. It's insane. They have to have a new boogeyman. So I think they're going to blame the aliens, like actual little green men from planet Zorg. And they could just turn off all the power grid, just have like a deep state built Stuxnet virus, you know, because, hey, the U.S. intelligence built that thing. They took out the centrifuge systems in Iran, their nuclear program. They could take down the U.S. power grid, right, just crash the whole system, unleash mass chaos in the cities. And by the time the power grid comes back on, like they'll have assassinated Trump. Infowars.com domain name will be turned into like a daily happiness tips blog, and they'll have Hillary Clinton in the White House, and CNN will claim that Trump never won the election at all. What is this conspiracy theorist? You think Trump won the election? No, they'll memory hold the last year and a half, and they'll say, no, Hillary's always been president. And they'll just silence everybody. They just put up this crazy, insane picture. I'm laughing. It's like Hillary as an alien gray with black eyes. It's insane. I'm just telling you, I don't believe this stuff. I think it's nonsense, but it's the kind of thing that they, the legacy media, would try to push as a cover story for anything they want to pull off. It's insane. There's a lot more coming here. A lot of interesting news ahead on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams filling in. We'll be right back after this break.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation,